Welcome to this introduction to The Exploded Circus by Mimbre. The show is directed by Lena Johansson. The following tour dates are taken from the company's website, mimbre.co.uk, which tells us that other dates are still to be confirmed. Mimbre is spelt M-I-M-B-R-E. The dates are Pavilion Theatre, Worthing, 18th to 20th of May. Curve, Leicester, 26th to 27th of May. The Lowry, Salford, 16th to 17th of June. Imagine Luton, 23rd to 24th June. The Furnace, Llanelli, 27th to 28th of July. Live in the Square, London, 1st to 5th of August. Winchester Theatre Royal, 7th to 8th September. The Exploded Circus lasts for approximately 70 minutes and runs without an interval. Please note that at the moment we are unable to offer a full audio description of The Exploded Circus, and there will be no description provided through the show itself. These introductory notes provide some background to the circus company Mimbre and the show, along with a summary of its content and style. A touch tour will be provided, which will give you an opportunity to meet the performers and explore the set. The following introduction will take about 14 minutes to listen to and includes information about the Exploded Circus and descriptions of the set, performers and costumes. All vocalised show introductions are available as both an audio file and a text document in the What's On section of the Vocalise website, vocalise.co.uk.
The publicity for Mimbre tells us that Mimbre is a female-led company creating nuanced, breathtaking and highly skilled acrobatic theatre. We use circus and dance innovatively as a physical language to illuminate human connections and promote a positive image of women. With an artistic voice that is physical and accessible, Mimbre builds relationships with broad, non-traditional audiences and participants, creating unexpected moments in unusual spaces and reclaiming some beauty within the urban environment. Mimbre's current show, The Exploded Circus, has been created to coincide with the 250th anniversary of circus. The publicity for The Exploded Circus invites us to step into the moment where an explosion has been frozen in time, the remnants of a big top caught mid-air, with everything from circus ring, sequins and fairground horses suspended above ground. Featuring a breathtaking mix of acrobatics, surprising aerial feats and masterful juggling, The Exploded Circus weaves a story told without words, where six female performers have to come together to seek order in the chaos and create a new normal. With striking imagery and subtle humour, the show explores themes around change, hope and belonging. There are six performers in the circus, all women in their early 20s. All are of similar, medium height, with muscular, agile bodies, allowing them to execute their impressive physical feats of strength, balance and coordination. They wear an assortment of traditional circus costumes, leotards, tights, tailcoats and dresses, the majority of which reflect the Victorian era in their fashion and style. French-born Alice Allard, playing Madame Ringmaster, specialises in trick cycling, slack rope and object manipulation. She's strongly influenced by visual art, cinema and literature, which gives her work a bold visual identity. She wears a purple bodice laced up the front with a frilly layered red skirt. She has a purple pillbox hat and first enters with a cigarette dangling from her lips. She often sips from a hip flask. Farrell Cox, playing Antoinette, also known as Tony Askew, is a physical theatre actress and aerialist. She trained at East 15 Acting School, Dell'Arte International School in California, and with renowned clown Philippe Goullier. Farrell wears a white corseted bodice with puffy white shorts and white tights. She first appears sporting an impressively tall white feather headdress.
Coral Dawson, playing Carol Etta Anastasi, is a physical performer who specialises in corps-de-lis, acrobatics on a vertically hanging rope, physical theatre and aerial harness. Coral plays a human cannonball in the circus and emerges from a cannon wearing a blue leotard and leggings with a faded Stars and Stripes superhero cape with a blue crash helmet on her head. She's often heard to shout, "Bang!" Ariel Lawson, playing the great Lady Baz, or Baz, has known since the age of 6 that she wanted to be a circus performer. A French-Canadian native from Gatineau, Ariel specialises in acrobatics. She first appears wearing white shirt and a short patchwork waistcoat with baggy green trousers. She has a shock of frizzy blonde hair. Baz takes on the role of the ringmaster, pulling on a tatty tailcoat and battered top hat. Rebecca Renison, playing Irene Vorex, comes from a professional dance background, having studied at LIPPA, Liverpool Institute for Performing Arts. She now works as an aerial artist, always craving a dance quality and movement fluidity in the air. Rebecca wears red leotard and tights, sometimes pulling on a red hat that's like a swimming cap. Lynn Scott, playing Janet, has been working as a juggler and circus performer since the completion of her training at the National Centre for Circus Arts in 2013. Lynn wears a blue dress with a white bibbed collar and puffy shorts hemmed with lace with black tights. Her blonde hair is styled into two buns above her ears.
The rectangular performance space is about 9 metres wide and 8 metres deep. At each corner of the space, there's a tall metal truss, like a crane tower. The front towers are about 6 metres high, or 3 times the height of an adult. The back towers are a little shorter. 4 more trusses lie horizontally, attached to the tops of the towers, at the sides and front and back, so that the floor's rectangular shape is mirrored high above. There are also 3 more horizontal trusses in between the 2 outer ones, attached to the trusses at the front and back. All the trusses are painted blue and together create a framework surrounding the performance space. The 6 performers arrive to find their circus tent has exploded. Hanging from and attached to the frame are dozens of items, props, costume and bits of furniture that are part of the circus. These multicoloured items are from different eras, from the early Victorian period to modern day, giving the circus a timeless quality. They fill the space above ground, suspended at all levels and angles, with some just above floor level and others just below the top of the framework. They are clipped onto the ends of the ropes or straps, some of which are threaded through pulleys attached to the tops of the towers, allowing them to be raised or lowered throughout the course of the action. It is as though they have been frozen in time and space following an explosion that sent them hurling through the air. The list of items is long. It includes suitcases and travel trunks, juggling batons, ladders and stepladders hanging horizontally, a rope ladder stretched across horizontally from front to back, multicoloured umbrellas, yellow, blue and red, a bicycle, a tandem, and several unicycles. A loud hailer, an industrial torch, an enamel teapot and cup, a large crash mat.
Swathes of red material, which when loosened release clouds of sawdust. A wooden cartwheel. A large wooden section of box office booth, with a cut-out window frame and ledge. It has a couple of percussion instruments attached to it, a small bell and a tambourine. There are hula hoops and buckets, a handbag, a lampstand suspended upside down with a tasseled lampshade. There are several large wooden cut-out letters dotted throughout, each set with colourful light bulbs. The letters are A, C, E, L, R, O, U, S, which, if reordered, would spell carousel. There's a clump of costumes hanging down near to the floor at the back, amongst them frilly lace skirts, a yellow waistcoat and a blue sequined leotard. There's a yellow wooden chair, a large wooden barrel or elephant stool painted yellow with red squares. A wooden horse head hangs high in the top near right corner looking down at us. Close by are angel's wings made of red feathers. There's a ringmaster's top hat suspended over a grubby and battered tailcoat. a human cannon with its end blasted open. There's a swing and a roller skate. Two rings hang from long green straps. And finally, there's a large wooden board suspended at an angle with the words Ticket Office, Adults 25 cents, Children 10 cents, Freaks free painted onto it. As the performance commences, the troupe of six performers arrives to find their circus exploded and their personal and performance items scattered and suspended all around. Not only have their belongings been fragmented, but also their personal connections, as they eye each other suspiciously. Throughout the performance, they explore and interact with a new reality. They climb the trusses, leap, or are lifted high to climb amongst the items, clipping and unclipping themselves onto various harnesses, reconnecting with their possessions and props. Sometimes they are flown high, attached to a rope that is itself threaded through a pulley and then attached to a climber, like a human counterweight. When the climber climbs down from the top of a tower, the performer is lifted. When the climber climbs up, the performer is lowered down. Baz unhooks the ringmaster's hat and tailcoat and assumes the role, but the others don't seem to trust her, and a sense of conflict ensues as they each start to organise the space, twisting and climbing around the various items. Irène, the aerial artist, wraps her body and waist around a long strip of red silk climbing high, then falling and twisting around the silk. Meanwhile, Tony arranges suitcases into a tower, climbs on them to reach up to a horizontal hula hoop, from which she hangs and swings upside down, her knees hooked over the hoop.
The sense of conflict begins to subside as each performer, apart from Baz, creates an individual camp from the items while suspended above ground. One uses the crash mat, another the ticket office board, one on top of a truss, another on top of an aerial hoop. Darkness descends on them all, and Baz stands alone and lonely in the centre, looking up and shining the industrial torch up at each camp, picking out her fellow performers. A chord lease act follows, performed by Carol. Suspended high above, she wraps the rope around her thighs and hips, allowing her to lie horizontally, or wraps the rope around her foot, allowing her to stand, or hang upside down. Irène then performs on the rings, through which she threads her legs to sit or hang upside down or stretch horizontally. The focus shifts to Baz, who performs on the floor. She gets the attention of the others by standing one hoop on top of another and dives through head first, or legs first, sometimes head and legs together. She looks around at all the camps, seeing a camp of open umbrellas at the back. High above, Madam is camping on the box office window. She pours tea into a bucket, suggesting the sound of rain, from which all find shelter, apart from Baz. Madam sees her exposed and passes the teapot and cup down to her along a rope. Others come to join Baz, who balances three hoops on top of each other. They watch as she dives through the top hoop. She tumbles towards the hoops, backflips and dives backwards through the top hoop. She tumbles into a double Arab spring and a backwards dive. The others applaud. Carol is left suspended on high. She asks for help. The others help her down.
Connections start to build between them. Janet starts to juggle with five balls. Another joins her and the balls are juggled between the two. Next, ropes are arranged so that they stretch loosely from each of the towers to meet in the centre. The horizontal ropes are festooned with coloured lights and are used as swings and slack ropes, with Baz and Madam walking back and forth along them, arms outstretched for balance, sometimes lying on their sides or backs on the rope, stretching legs wide or lifting one leg overhead, standing and lowering into splits. They do a shoulder stand on the rope, legs in the air. Carol hooks herself onto a rope, opens an umbrella and is lifted high like Mary Poppins. A rope is attached to each of her limbs. She lies back and the others grab a rope and spin and tumble her round. Irène swings in on another rope and the two reach across and connect before Carol comes back to the ground. Madame rides round on a bike, balancing on the handlebars and on one side riding with just one pedal. She sits on the handlebars facing forwards, pedalling with legs stretched behind her. She does a handstand on the seat with one hand, steering with the other. Eventually, she's joined by all the others, who balance on top of the bike and each other as Madame pedals in a wide circle. One performer completes the troupe by tailing behind on roller skates. The routine ends as Carol dives off, caught by others. To finish, Madame rides a tandem bike in mid-air, calling through a loud hailer. While suspended in mid-air, other performers arrange the wooden boards so that they are lowered to horizontal, either side of Baz. Still suspended, all stand or sit using ropes to make the outer boards flap like birds' wings, allowing them to fly.
Cast and production credits. Alice Allar, Trick Bike, Slack Rope. Farrell Cox, Aerial Hoop and Physical Theatre. Coral Dawson, Cord Lease and Aerial Harness and Physical Theatre. Arielle Lauzon, Acrobatics, Slack Rope, Chinese Hoop. Rebecca Renison, Silks, Trapeze and Rope. Lynn Scott, Juggling and Object Manipulation. Director, Lena Johansson. Production Designer, Lauren Elstein. Composer, Quinta. Lighting Designer, Amy May. Aerial Consultant, Melissa Colello. Further useful information and contact details. To contact Vocalise, call us on 020 7375 1043. You can receive a copy of the free Vocalise newsletter with full details on all our work by calling us or by following the links on the Vocalise accessible website. The newsletter is available in print, braille, on CD or via email. The website address is vocalise.co.uk. Vocalise is a charity funded by Arts Council England.